President Wilkins, members of the faculty, delegates from the Republic of Texas, and all you fine men and women from all over the world, greetings. I'm here this morning because of my antiquity. John Swenson is here because of his learning and his intelligence. And darnish pate, he stole my speech. And I anticipate, my brothers and sisters, some of you students are here because you have to be. As I stand here, I'm reminded of one or two things that always provoked a smile in my day. Brother Mazur used to relate this circumstance himself. He was traveling in the horse and buggy days from Deseret over to Fillmore, riding in a buckboard. The man was driving a good team, but one of the horses was a flat trotter, and the other was a pacer. Brother Mazur stood it as long as he could, and then he said, "Unless those horses keep better time, I'll go mad." I see you didn't get it. I remember this story being told here. One of the professors was distinguished for his power of concentration. And in those days, the little classrooms had a desk and on a platform. And he was in the habit of talking and thinking. He walked while he talked, and he walked off the platform. Finally, when he regained his dignity, he said, "This is the first time I ever dropped to the level of my audience. Thanks." I cannot speak to you for more than 5 minutes. It's a marvelous thing to come here to this great international center, and to look into the faces of students from all over the world. Brothers and sisters, across the years comes a vivid recollection of a September day long ago when my three brothers and myself registered in the intermediate department of the Brigham Young Academy. The institution was in its infancy, and we were in our boyhood. On Monday morning, they called the roll of the intermediate department, and as they went down the list of names, some of them provoked a good deal of merriment in our childish minds. I recall some. Swenny Swenson, that sounds so musical. Peace to his memory, he was John's brother. And Walter White Cotton. And think of this anatomical list: John Hand, and William Foote, and Samuel Head, and Charles Hart, and Elizabeth Doolittle. My brothers have gone, and the grass grows green over their resting places. Not all of those, but most of those whose names were called are either written in Who's Who or carved on tombstones. The school was in its infancy, but it was a great school. Brigham Young came down, you know, soon after the institution was founded, because he died soon thereafter. He sat through a recitation and walked down the aisle to the platform and said, "This is a great school." I believe he said, "This is the greatest school on earth." In that little room, I suppose he had vision, but I wonder if in his fondest anticipations he ever saw a student body like this. In my day, my brethren and sisters, young men came from all the walks of life, from the plains and the hills and mines and the mills, and most of them had never been touched by the refining influences of education. Some remained only the winter, and when they went home to do the spring plowing, there was a new light shining in their eyes and a new force stirring their hearts, a force that changed their lives forever. It's a great joy to come back here. My heart warms with gladness to note the great progress that has been made in the institution. I knew Brother Major, knew him well. My voice is a small one, and perhaps this is the last time that I shall ever come here. I want to say that perhaps he was not a man of affairs, nor distinguished as an administrator. He had mighty little of the world's goods. But let me say to you, no man during his time surpassed him in lofty and powerful soul growth and power. Somehow he had the quality of calling forth the good that slumbers in every human heart. God bless his memory forever. It seems to me his coming to Provo was one of the most significant days in the history of this beautiful city. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. I believe the mantle of his calling rests upon your president. You have a great heritage coming down from the very beginning, and if you will cherish it, this institution will rise and shine and grow and prosper and become one of the greatest institutions in the world. And God bless it to that end, I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.